things too. Hey, hey, something nice.
Hi.
Hi. Something nice. Thank you. Is that like your shirt? Pretty. Miss Julia. Bless you, bless you.
Jeffrey, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, that's enough. Sit down. Just kidding. Kidding, kidding. Praise the Lord. God is good. Open your Bibles, please, to Psalm 35:27 as you're being seated. What a great day it is. Jesus is all we need. We declare clear skies tomorrow so that you can see the phenomenon. You know, God let it be cloudy here because then everybody moved up north, and so we're free to have the...
Praise the Lord.
Whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 35:27, are you there? God is good. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. The Moffat's translation says that God loves to see his servant prosper. Prosperity is the ability to take God's ability and bless mankind. It includes finances, but it's not just finances. So God loves to see us prosper. And so it's God's will. It is God's will for you to prosper. Okay, so there are a lot of scriptures to prove that. The religious and the greedy don't like it, but God does want you to prosper. There's certain principles, and we're going to be talking about them all this spring and all through the summer. Certain principles we follow so that we can walk in prosperity. Mm-hmm. People go out every day and they make money so they can advance in life. Do they?
Yeah.
Now, if people do, well, I want to be a success. I want to have a good business. I want to make money. I want to have a nice home. I want to sleep on 600 count sheets or better. Egyptian cotton. Okay. But whatever it is their dream is. But one of the things that we know is the difference between the people in the world and the Christian people is that they're striving to advance for themselves.
Yeah.
But we're actually advancing so that we can help people.
Yeah.
It's about helping people. We actually want to help people. So I continually want my finances to increase, so that I can continue increasing and giving and living. And that's what we do. I've been living that way a long time. And it's increased over the years and been able to give to some wonderful things that God is doing. And I'm just going to increase even more. And I hope you are too. I hope you want that. So I'm just telling you right now I'm telling you, this is April the 7th, Rhonda's birthday. Happy birthday. And Caleb's birthday.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Patty's birthday. Whoop whoop. So, oh, well, we want to go for all April. Who else is in April? Praise the Lord. Well, happy birthday to everyone that it's your birthday. But on this day right now, what I'm telling you is that you are going to, if you will listen to your mother. If you'll listen to me, you're going to have an absolute turnaround, and you're going to increase. If you hear what I'm going to share with you in the next few weeks, in the offering word, you're going to have a turnaround. I'm telling you. Patty said something to me the other day. She reminded me. She said, you know, Pastor, we came here, and you let us live in the cabin, and you said if you'll listen to what's going on, And come in the church and grow, your life will totally turn around. And it did.
Yeah.
It did. It's all about hearing and hearing and responding to what you're hearing. It takes some people longer than others, but you'll get it if you keep coming. Amen. So You can change your financial destiny, and you can bless people along the way, because it's not just all about you. It's about God's will and what he wants to do. So I'm going to give you some principles as we go through the spring and on into the summer. And here's a key principle right now. And you probably, some of you have your pens out, and you're going to be surprised what I'm about to say, because you go, oh, but it's the truth, and you need to know this and write it down, because you need to tell somebody else. The number one thing is, just as a harvest never comes before the time of sowing, the blessing of the Lord never comes before the seed. It's all about a seed. You can pray to kingdom come. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. The blessing's on me, the blessing's on me, the blessing's on me. But unless you act, unless you use your faith and act by tithing and sowing seed, which, by the way, are two different things, you will not see the increase that you're looking for. Do you get that? So I see some of you writing. I'll tell it to you again. Just as the harvest never comes before the time of sowing, the blessing of the Lord never comes before the seed. Talking about the blessing being released, of course. The blessing's on you. So it doesn't come when you take a fiver out of your wallet. Y'all know what a fiver is? That's what the English people say. When you take a five out of your wallet and throw it in the bucket, that's not how it comes. It's a heart matter. It's a prompt matter. Sometimes you won't be prompted. Sometimes you will. But it's going to be about that prompting. And it's going to be about you honoring God. So life has really taught many how to be poor and greedy. Am I right? A lot of people are poor. That's how they live. That's what they see. But the word will bring you into financial advancement for the right reasons. Now, you can influence others by your lifestyle and your ability to help others. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to be an influence for the kingdom. Yes. You're God's kid. Just like I want my kid to sleep on a good mattress, God wants you to sleep on a good mattress. But there's actually a higher calling going on here. Your life is mixed in with his life. You're braided together with him, right? And so what's happening is you're working with God on what he's working with. And he's working to get this world saved.
Yes.
And then you can have a good mattress along the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So finances. Now listen, here's something. Finances are part of the favor of God. Do y'all realize that? God talks about favor all through his word, and finances are part of that. Influence will never be granted to us unless favor can be seen on us. Influence will never be granted to us unless favor can be seen on us. So you can say all the right words to introduce Jesus to others, but you're not going to attract them if they're observing failure. Come on. Are y'all here? Okay. If they're just observing failure, so you're like, well, why would I want your God?
Yeah, that's true.
But you're able to influence. So says the Proverbs, by the way. We don't have time to go there right now. So says the Proverbs, though, that if you have something, if you're increasing and you have something, you're able to influence. Yeah. Amen. Right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, heaven's clothing is never woven with the cursed patches of poverty.
Ooh, that's good.
Heaven's clothing is never woven with the cursed patches of poverty. It's just not happening. Listen, the Bible talks about other reasons to prosper. Not even just, which is the main one. Listen, church, it's the whole thing in life. We got saved to serve God. And so everything is about that for us. And at the same time, he wants us blessed. He touches our lives, and he wants us to be an influence. You're not expected to give all your money to the church. Amen. Yeah. You're kind of quiet about that, but you're not. God expects you to tithe.
Yeah.
Then he expects you to give when you're prompted to. But listen, here's one more thing maybe you haven't thought about, because I'm just going to talk about all of it in the next weeks. Heaven expects you to produce money to provide the needs for your household.
True.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Pastor, we know that. Well, come on, let's think about it just a minute. Yeah. Listen to 1 Timothy 5:8. It says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he's denied the faith. Woo! And is worse than an unbeliever. All right, what does it say in the King James?
Infidel.
That's kind of a yucky word, isn't it? But this, it's worse than an unbeliever. We are supposed to provide for our households. God expects your children to have good shoes. He expects for your children to have good clothes and to get to eat. And he expects for you to have a way to pay your bills. He expects that. You're called to do that. And I know family units are a little different these days than they were when I was growing up. But there is a way that God now still, who's still the biggest things in our life, can find a way for each of you to get up off the couch and go do what you need to do. I don't preach to the choir here, but maybe somebody here is a couch potato. I don't know. I'm just telling you, you need to get up. Or a couch burrito or something. I don't know. But some people just don't give any attention to what God says. Somebody will do it. Somebody else will do it. Obama will buy me a house. Isn't that what that people said back then? Didn't happen, did it? It's between us and God. Us and God. And we can provide for our homes. We can provide for the church. We can provide for other ministry. You provide by your home by bringing in a check from wherever you have your assignment or your business. And then you provide for the church by tithing into this house. Yeah, church, tithing is not supposed to be designated. You don't say, here's my tithe. I want you to give it here, here, and here. It's for the meat in the house. Now, if you send us something and you write on there, I'm designating this to go out to somewhere, we'll send it because we legally are, we just do. But spiritually, there's a higher law than that. The tithe is supposed to go in for meat so that it actually goes back to you.
Right.
It provides lights and air and people and word and growth for you. And then the seed on top of that is what we use to send out to a very large number of ministries, planting churches, all kinds of stuff. So some of you may not get that. I hope you heard me today because that's the truth. The tithe honors God. It's his. Okay. Now, so I have some more principles for you in the future and I'm going to talk about them, but I hope you just got those few things. This is how we live. Get in with God. He'll supply for your house. He'll supply for the church. He'll supply for the outreaches. He'll even supply for your vacation. Amen. And he'll supply for you to buy lunch for somebody else sometime. He'll supply it. He'll give you the seed to sow. You can ask him. The scripture says over in 2 Corinthians, he'll give you the seed to sow. You get seed to sow and bread to eat. Don't sow your bread. You don't have to be emotional about it. You won't hear that from a lot of platforms. But I'm telling you the truth. It's my responsibility to tell the truth. You can have it. You can have what God has for you. God is so blessed by you. He's so blessed by your life. You're just going to take what God has and you're going to run with it, Katie Lopez. You're going to run with it. You're going to do everything God called you to do. And there's an increase of anointing on your life. You've said yes, and there's an increase of anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. So, Father, we know that if we spend our days in obedience and servanthood to you, that you'll bless your people. The blessing is on us because of what Jesus did, so we act that out. And we thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that we would not lack any beneficial thing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you gave us the blessing, the anointing to prosper. Today, we point our lives in the right direction to receive all that you plan to provide for us and given to us. We tithe the tithe to you so that there's spiritual food in the house, and we give offerings as you prompt us. We love you, Lord. All that we have is yours. All that you have is ours, except that tithe. And then it comes back to us. And all that you have is good. And so, Father, we thank you for that goodness in our lives. We thank you for what you've done. Father, I ask you to bless the sower today. Let them see their harvest quickly in Jesus' name. Those that are sowing and have sown with purpose to receive certain harvest, we declare in the name of Jesus that they're able to reap them quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Y'all received that today? Thank you, Lord. This is about being excellent. Are y'all here? Did y'all hear me? It's about being excellent. Amen. If you'd like to give online, you can give VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And we will receive that, and we're grateful for it. You can also use an envelope there. If you're writing a check, you don't have to use an envelope. We just ask that you do not write in tongues, and we'll be blessed.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for all the tithers and givers in Jesus' name. Praise God. All right. God is good. How many of you are going to have a look at the eclipse tomorrow? Praise the Lord. So you're wearing glasses, I assume. You got glasses. We have some extras. Do not look at the sun without the glasses. Praise the Lord. Sound like my mother. Praise the Lord. But you don't want to hurt yourself, right? Be smart. And there's been a lot of prognosticating about it. And I would just tell you that God is good and you are safe. And we have prayed and we believe God for people to be safe, even all those who are having a wild party up in Burnett. We declare they're safe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just declaring that there's Holy Ghost laborers in that park right now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. All right, let's go to Luke 18:2. We're going to continue living by faith. Amen. Luke, that's in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. God is good. Don't you love the Bible? The Bible is amazing. And it's true. Are you there? Praise God. 18:2. Jesus is talking, saying, There wasn't a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And Jesus is talking to the disciples, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? When he comes, will he find faith in the earth? Interesting question, isn't it? So we see a judge here dealing with a widow who needed to be avenged. Something had gone on. But I want to tell you something. The story is not about her begging and begging the judge to change his mind. The story is about a word called importunity. Importunity. It means shameless boldness. Shameless boldness. In other words, she went in there and declared, this is my right. And this is what I have. And she continued to declare that, but she wasn't going in there continually begging him. He needed to get rid of her. But if you're going to God in shameless boldness, you're going to get an answer. And the scripture said the word speedily there is actually the word suddenly. So all of a sudden, boom, it's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Don't give in and don't give up. So he would avenge them suddenly. But the thing I want to get to here is the fact that Jesus said, would he find faith in the earth? And I think that's a big topic for today because I believe we're in the end times. I believe Jesus is coming. I believe things are changing. And I just say the question for you and the question for me today is, Will he find favor and faith in you? Will he find faith in you? Amen. So we're talking about living by faith. And Wednesday night, we talked about the four places where you can see the just shall live by faith. So if you need to go back and listen to that, you need to listen to Wednesday night. Because we went right down to the core things, right down to the base to start this, I guess you would call it a series. We're just going to keep going until I see everybody winning. So we talked about those places. And then we talked about that there were actually in the world, there's three kinds of confessions. Okay. So the confession that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. Right. That's how you got saved. And then the confession of sin to stay in fellowship with God. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third one, which we're really talking about, is that we're going to work on is the witness of a truth that we've embraced. You make confessions over truths that you have embraced. Am I right? Okay. So, example, by his stripes, we were healed. That's a confession when you say that. We confess that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Don't we say that? You're confessing that. We say the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. He adds no sorrow to it. We're confessing those kind of things. And we could go on and on and on, but you know what they are. And so we talked about those kind of confessions, and particularly the one about what the truth we embrace. Confession, it's affirming something we believe. It's testifying to something we know. And it's a witness of a truth that we have embraced. And so now I want to add one to you. You can go back and pick those up if you need them. I can't go back and teach over and over again, but here's the next one. Confessions create your future. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. What we always say is you can have what you say, right? So then we talked about the truth that confession centers around five things. Number one, what God did in us when he redeemed us. Okay. We confess that this is what happened when God redeemed us. And we talk about those things. Number two, what the word of God does in us now that we're born again and spirit filled. What is God doing in us now that we're born again? What is that part? What the word of God is doing in us. And that's causing faith to rise, we know. And certain things are happening now that we're spirit-filled. And then the third thing is who and what we are in Father and in Jesus. Well, we're not all sinners saved by grace. So we're confessing we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See? So these are all confessions that we're making. And then the second to the last one. So this would be 1, 2, 3, 4. What Jesus is doing right now as our present day, in his present day ministry as high priest over our life.
Yeah.
Got it? And so these are another thing we'd be confessing. What is Jesus doing right now as the high priest? Since he's ever making intercession for you, what's he doing? What is he doing? The word says he's the high priest of your confession. They use the word profession, but it's confession. So he's going to the Father saying, this is what they're saying.
That's right.
Wow.
And then that brings something to pass. That's it on a real basic level, but you get that. And then the last one, which would be number 5, what God can do through us and what his word will do through our lips. So that's things we confess. How about this? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's a confession. You're confessing the word. These are all good things. Amen. So I felt like we need to go over that a little bit. So we talked about all those things and how we use those in the area of faith. And everything that we understand about faith, church, is that it's about believing and confessing. And by the time we walk through this, for any of you who may be new at this, which most of you are not, but we find that that's exactly what Abraham did. True. Exactly what he did.
Yeah.
He did it so strongly that his name got changed to Father of a Multitude when he didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
I mean, how dumb did that look? Hello, I'm Father of a Multitude. What is wrong with this guy? He didn't. Right? But he kept confessing and he ended up having a pretty good multitude, I'd say. Some of us are sitting right here. So, and then we talked about the fact that you can look all through the letters and you can see phrases like in him, in Christ, in whom. And I asked you if you would circle those so that you could begin to make confessions about who you are in Christ, because that really matters.
Yes.
And so we actually ordered all of you a book called In Him, and it was supposed to be here today, and it hasn't come yet, so you'll get them Wednesday or next Sunday, whenever you show back up here. And so you'll have your little book, but go get in your Bible and circle them. Yes. And so let's just look at one, Ephesians 1:3. Mm-hmm. Let's just look at one here. Praise the Lord. God is good. Ephesians 1:3, blessed, empowered to prosper, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already, hath, always means has already, has already blessed us, empowered us to prosper with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, what? In Christ. Because we're in Him, because I'm in the Anointed One in His, and because I'm in Messiah, I am blessed with all these spiritual blessings. Okay, look at verse 4. Yeah, 4. According as he has already chosen us in Him. In Him before the foundation of the world. Huh? What? Wait. Before the foundation of the world? It happened before the foundation of the world. That's what it said. It happened before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, so you have to stop and think about that. You have to stop and think about that. So everything was provided before the foundation of the world. He knew you would be here. And He knew you would be here in the time you were supposed to be here. Amen. Faith confessions create realities. As far as God is concerned, everything you have or who you are in Christ is already so. He already did it. So this is what we do with them then. We write them down, and you're actually going to get a book, but you could write them down, meditate on them, confess them. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I have in Christ. And the more you do that, the more you hear yourself, the more you'll believe yourself. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So, you know, church, the Bible is a legal document. This is a legal document, okay? Sealed by the blood of Jesus. Am I right? So, however, it's your believing and your confessing that makes it a reality to you. This legal document sits on some people's coffee table with dust on it. And is never looked at, and it's not helping them at all. But it's what you put in your heart and speak out your mouth that makes the reality of who we are in Christ come true.
Amen.
You have to put it in your heart and speak it out your mouth. Amen. So, if a person got saved last night, anybody win anybody to Jesus last night? Okay, Deb did 2 days ago. So somebody got saved last night. So, but we know from God's point of view, but from where He's looking, that that person, even though he got saved the previous night, God saved him when Jesus raised from the dead.
Yeah.
It's done. God sees it that way. He was saved when Jesus raised him from the dead. But what happened is that man accepted. This is going to help somebody right here. Come on, put on your 3D glasses here, your 4D glasses, and stop just looking at the flat earth that people, crazy people think. Okay. Now, so don't send me an ugly letter. I still love you, and you have to love me. Now, so the man just accepted his salvation last night, and the redemption God had provided for him happened 2,000 years ago. It's already happened. But he had to accept it. So when you got saved, God had already made the provision. Right? But you had to have a cookie. You had to say, I believe I will. I take it. I'm getting saved. Right? You had to make the decision. Why? Because God gave us all a free will. Therefore, you have to make decisions about the blessings of God, about how you want your life to go. And you can choose darkness or you can choose light, even as a Christian. And don't sit there and tell me you don't know that's true, because you know somebody, and maybe you did it for a while, who actually lived closer to the curse than they did to the blessing that we're walking in. Amen? Because they were not making decisions and accepting, and they're constantly worrying. Worry, 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 what if, what if. Playing scenarios all through their head, and that's darkness. You're playing all these scenarios. What if, what if, what if, we're not going to make it, we're not going to make it. What if? All this stuff, all the time, they're thinking all this stuff, and they're just replaying. Well, you know, I'm just worried about my kids. I'm just worried about my kids. Hey, God's grace is on your kids. God's favor is on your kids.
That is right.
They're going to be okay. God's mercy is over your children. Hovering over them. Thank you. I know where you got that. Praise the Lord. Gloria. So, it's real easy to confess yourself into a mess. Come on. Or you could just confess yourself into something glorious. Well, I believe I'm getting the flu. I think I'm catching the flu. I believe I'm going to catch the swine flu, the bird flu, the dog flu, the whoever flu. Let it fly.
Let it fly.
You don't have to take that. But you take things with words. It's your yod. It's your, this is your hand. That's a yod in Hebrew. But your mouth is your spiritual yod. What you're going to take, what you're going to take. It's true, church. That's what the scripture says. God said to choose life. Well, how do you choose something? Because life is choice driven. So how will you choose something if life is choice driven? First of all, is life choice driven? Or are y'all just living in fate? No. Good God, bad devil, you choose. Devil loves fear. Devil loves worry. Devil loves darkness. Devil loves all the junk. God loves good. God loves faith. God loves light. God's the one to choose. You choose him, and you do it with words. I'm way off my subject, but praise the Lord. Y'all must need to hear that. Okay. So his word has already told us what's been provided for us, so provision has been made. Think about the fact that think about creation of Eden, voluptuous living. That's what the Garden of Eden means, voluptuous living. Now, God made the garden before the man.
True.
Does that tell you something?
Yeah.
He's got your plan. He's got your future. He was thinking about you.
Right.
He knew the particular flower that you would like, and he created it in the earth, knowing that there would be hibiscuses all over the world.
Yeah. Amen.
I love hibiscus. You see what I'm telling you? He knew what to put on earth for man. He knows what to put in your path. You just got to get on the right road. Well, I've been flung way over here. Well, fling back. Because you can.
That's right.
You can. You don't have to obey the devil, church.
That's right.
You have to obey him.
That is right.
But you just got to know the difference, because he's deceptive. He's defeated.
Yes.
Jesus defeated him, but he has one thing he can do, and that's talk to you in your mind. He sends little impy demons to suggest things to you, just like angels suggest things. And if you begin to give it power by your words, because you have the believer's authority, You've been seated with Christ. I know I have to say this every time, but we don't know who all's listening and needs to hear it.
Yeah.
You're the one giving the enemy authority, and you do that by what you say.
Yeah.
So you can give God's kingdom authority.
Yeah.
So give increase authority.
Yeah.
Give health authority.
No good.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, so, well, you know, I just don't know. You didn't really have to confess anything? I mean, you know, in our Bible study, we don't do that. Well, let's just look. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your
mouth.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. The way you're going to have good success is when you look at the law of love, when you look at the what's written in the New Testament about you, and you begin to confess that. See, meditation is not, meditation is the word said. The word said, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, that word said that. The word said that healing is the children's bread. The word said that Jesus healed them all. The word said that when that woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his prayer garment, that, and you begin to meditate these things and think about these things and work with these things, you get all entwined up in God's will. You get braided up with him. You see what I'm saying? And then there's a current flowing, like we talked about earlier. We'll tell the rest of the congregation about that next week. But, so that's what meditation is. You're putting it in your heart, speaking it out your mouth. The Jewish people wore something called a phylactery. They put the word right here on their head and tied it around their head. That was a sign to them. Keep Torah in your thinking. Well, you keep your Bible in your thinking, which is the Torah, the first books of the Bible, and all of it for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you meditate the word. So part of that is confession. Now, that third part of confession changes atmospheres because of the power that God has put in you. If you're a born-again Christian, you have some power.
That's right.
Yeah, you do. Well, I don't feel like I have any. Well, that's the problem. It's not about how you feel.
That's right.
It's about what you begin to say, and then eventually you'll feel like you have power.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So it changes who you think you are, and you begin to manifest your true self. Now, we said that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word preached. So what does preach mean? It means proclamation. And so when you begin to make confession over your own life, you hear yourself in your inner ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you believe you better than you believe anybody else.
That's true.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You can always tell if a person's believing right by what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You start hearing all this come out your mouth. You already know they're not in faith about anything. Mm-hmm. Or that particular thing at least, right?
Yeah.
But if you say, well, how's it going? Bless God, God is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony.
That's right.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm blessed. Instead of, let me tell you, I need y'all to agree. When you're not in agreement, because we can see it on you that you're not in agreement with God. Don't agree with people like that. Tell them, let me pray about it. If you're ready to get someone to agree with you, agree with God, right? Agree with God. And then get someone to be in agreement with you. What you should say if you're like this and it's all, say, y'all need to pray for me. That's what you need to say.
Yeah.
I need you to pray for me because I'm not there yet.
Right. Yeah.
Just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not in faith right now, Pastor. I'm just telling you I'm not in faith. Just say it.
Yeah.
instead of pretending like you're great, grand, glorious faith person when you're not in faith. It won't take you much to get back up there, but you got to know where you're starting from. We'll have mercy and compassion on you for about 30 seconds, and then you can get on up and get going.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You're going to believe yourself before you believe anybody else.
That's right.
If the confession is wrong, the believing is wrong. If the confession is wrong, the believing is wrong. So go back to that. Go back. Make yourself a note and go. And remember, okay, this isn't working. I'm not feeling right. Can't be God. Got to be me. Got to be me. So, Lord, what are we going to do from here? We're going to read the Word. We're going to talk to God. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit. We're going to be big enough to know that sometimes we have faith failures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't always get it right. Not me. Yeah, you. Sometimes it happens. The good news is you can get right back up and get going. Because all you got to do is start putting the Word in your heart and remember what God said.
Yes.
It'd just be like, let's say you were driving out to my house. I'm not giving you the address, but you know where I live. And you started going because you know it's out there. And you get a little ways out there and you say, I'm not sure we're going the right way. And then the person with you would say, but Pastor said it's this way. That's as easy as it is right there. Oh, I don't feel like this is going right. But God said, it's this way. It's the same thing. God said that there's truth above fact. The fact is you may have something that's hurting right now. The truth is you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Apply that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. We should treat the Word like we would treat Jesus if he were standing here speaking to us. Because he is the Word. This is, we should treat this just like if Jesus is standing here talking to us.
Yeah.
Amen. And if he said it, if he did it, it's good enough for me. God moves in line with his Word, church. That's how we get our faith going. So, hey, you might be surprised at the people who will not change what they believe. They won't. Even though they've heard the truth, they're not going to change it. I remember Brother Hagin's stories. Many of you probably know these stories, but he'd go to churches and he'd hear people say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't care. Because I taught it this way in my Sunday school class for 30 years, and I'm not changing it. Well, we taught it this way over at our church. I hear what you're saying, but we're not, no, I'm not changing. That's a dangerous place to be. I'm so glad, because I was that person some years ago. I'm so glad that the Lord said, you're wrong and they're right. And I was willing to change what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God was killing everybody and teaching us a lesson by beating us over the head with something and all that stuff, which isn't the truth. And, you know, but even today, we're not right about everything. We don't know everything. So when something comes up and we need to go God's way, when we learn it, we go God's way. Amen. We don't have to be all proud about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so you can't get any help from God apart from what he said in his Word. He sticks to his Word. So we have to make a quality decision that the Word has final authority over our lives. Listen, over religion, over tradition, over experience. Oh, sister. We believed, but Sister So-and-so, the head of the Sunday school department, died anyway, and she was here. Every time the door opened, she had to have been a woman of faith. You don't know that. You don't know what happened with her. You don't live because you're a good person. You live because you put some things to work. You put the word to work. That's why you're living. Amen. Amen. This is the truth. That's why you're going to heaven, because you put the word to work. Yes. You said, I believe that. Yeah. Yeah. I believe Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And that changed it. Now you're going to heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
But you don't judge by, oh, pastor died. He's a man of faith. I go by what the word said.
Yeah. That's right.
I go by what the word said. It's not going to change anything. You cannot decide to pick up a new doctrine you can't see the word working in your life. And that's what people did. Well, we've decided now, since this, we were in faith and this happened. And so God, well, it was probably just their time.
No.
Did the word say that?
No.
No. The word promised you 120 years if you wanted it. Yes. Live till you're satisfied.
Yep.
So either they lived till they were satisfied,
yep,
and they said, we got to go, or their body kicked them out.
Yeah.
And their body may have kicked them out because they didn't get on their faith fast enough to pick up everything they needed to pick up, or they just weren't in it at all, or they don't believe what we believe, what I'm telling you right now. But Jesus is the healer today. A lot of people don't believe that. They say if it's God's will, Sister so-and-so, Sister Ledbetter, that's what we'll call her, Sister Ledbetter will be healed. I don't know, because Mr. Smell Fungus, he died. No, it's going to depend on what you decide. You're going to have to make decisions. Well, I don't believe that. I believe God's sovereign and he's in charge of everything. Well, you're wrong. Let me tell you, he is sovereign and he is in charge, but he gave you a free will. And if you don't give him charge over your life, he won't do it. We're not playing some seance party. God will, God won't. We're into faith. Que sera, sera. That's not the case.
No.
Everything happens for a reason. Yes, it does. And it's right under your nose.
Yes.
Boom. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
This is the reason.
Yeah.
These are the reason.
Amen.
Where you go is the reason.
Yes.
Blessed is the man who does what? What does he do? Psalm 1? Doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Stand in the way to sinners.
Sin.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. That's it, see? Those are the successful ones. Psalm 1.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to this myself. I'm going to say. We need this stuff, church.
We
need, see, we had to come back here. We had to come back here. Because in this time, we need to be building our faith as high as it'll go.
That's right.
Amen. All right, let's finish up here. The reason why many Christians are weak, though they may be earnest and sincere, is that they've never dared to make a confession of who they are in Christ, what they are in Christ. And you're going to find who you are in the letters. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Boldly confess what the word says. I am the body of Christ. Satan has no power over me. Ooh, pastor, you better watch out talking about the devil like that. Come on, Margaret, tell it. You better. He'll mop you up. He can get one little abuse in and keep people in prison for 50 years. 50 years. Their mama rejected them, and so 50 years later, that's still the problem. We got to go free. Boldly confess what the word says. Church, you throttle your faith when when you don't confess who you are, you're putting it, what is it, John, a governor? You put a governor on a motor? Put a governor on the motor when you're limiting it. You got to say who you are. You got to find out, identify who you are. And we're going to talk about that too, your identity. Amen? Mm-hmm. So, there's no faith without confession. Yeah. Confession is faith's way of expressing itself. Faith, like love, is in the heart. It's in the heart. It's in your spirit. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, it's like love. There's no love without word or action.
Right.
Am I right? Come on. You can't reason love into someone. No. Can you?
No, that's good.
And you can't reason love out of someone. If they love, they love. It's about the heart. So faith is of the spirit. And there's not faith without confession. It's the same thing. You're not going to reason it. You're not going to go, I have faith. I know I have faith. I'm sure I'm in faith. I go to Victory Church. That doesn't make you have faith. Hearing makes you have faith. It causes you have faith. You have a measure of faith. It causes it to rise up. And when I say hearing, I don't mean just listening and then go, oh, that was a good message. It means eating the word, letting it become a part of you, digesting what you know. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's greater in me than anyone out in the world. He's greater. You could just walk around saying that for a day and get better. Now, how about this? Sickness is under the curse and I'm not. Just say that. Sickness is under the curse, and I'm not under the curse. I'm above the curse line. You could go over there and read it in Deuteronomy. The curse has all these bad things. The blessing has all these good things. Right on top where the curse starts. I'm redeemed from this. Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Tumors, you're illegal. We deny access. Diabetes, we deny access.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Arthritis, we deny access.
Yep. Jesus name.
Forgetfulness, we deny access. Alzheimer's, we deny access. Heart trouble, we deny access.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm finishing. Are y'all still good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, good, we're early. I could preach for another hour here. No, I'm kidding. I'm reeling it in right now. So faith is of the spirit then. This is not going to be mental assent. I can ask every one of you. Most of you are my dear friends. We've been together a long time. And you can tell me what the word says. Can you tell me what the word says? You can tell me what the word says. But the truth is it in your heart or is it just mental knowledge? Are you a voice? Are you an echo? You have to decide who you are. Are you just echoing what you heard someone say? Or is it really coming from your spirit? Because it's like love. It's a force when it comes out here. That's why that fig tree went down. See? That's why the fig tree died, because Jesus spoke with authority. It was launched from his spirit, and he said, we're not going to let a religious fig tree try to bear fruit here. That's what that meant. And so it died at the root. You don't like the fruit? Kill it at the root. Praise the Lord. You can't just say, well, I know that scripture. Well, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. I say, the Lord is my fortress. Right? And I'm against the angels charge over me. Keep me in all my ways. So we know that. We've talked about it so many times. We can say it. We can do it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We can quote these things, and that's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. But you have to eat it.
Yeah. Yes.
You cannot. Okay, here we go. You can't live on the memory of a baked potato.
Yeah.
You have to eat it.
Yeah.
Everybody's mouth's going at the same time. All right. You have to realize things. You have to, look, the confession of a believer does several things, and I'll start closing with this. It does several things. First, it locates them. I can locate you in about three sentences. You can locate me the same way. Well, let's see where they are.
Yeah.
We've all been there. That's when we can help each other. I love something Lynn Hammond said. She said she met this lady, and the lady just sat down and poured out to her, and it was just misery and abuse and darkness, and it was really yucky. And she says, and I wasn't helping her. I just sat down and started getting depressed and started crying with her, and I wasn't helping her at all. And she says, and I listened in, and I said, Lord, how do I help her? Lynn said this. And he said, take her to the throne. So when one of us is weak, we take each other to the throne.
Amen. That's right.
We show some compassion. We show some mercy, but then we tell the truth too. Okay, look, do this. Now do this. Now do this. I'm standing with you. Now do this. I'll be praying for you as you get back up here now. That's how we help each other. Whoo, I just felt the Holy Ghost on that right there. That's how we help each other. And you're like, I don't know what to tell people. Yes, you do. He tells you. And it's going to be this. Okay, we're standing with you. We're believing with you. Now, where are you? Because if you're worrying, we need to get rid of that. What did God say? What did God say? What did God say? I'm going broke. God didn't say that. God didn't say you're going broke.
No, he didn't.
He sure didn't. What if we don't have enough money? He didn't say that. He said that if you're on the vision, he has provision.
Amen.
If you're doing the vision, if you're doing the work of God, if you're doing your plan, well, maybe I don't know if I'm doing the work of God. I just go to work. Well, you should be working where God sent you.
Yeah.
And if you're working where God sent you, you're on assignment.
Yeah.
That's your assignment. Do your job there. Not everybody's a preacher. Okay, come back. Okay, so it locates you. Second, it fixes the landmark of your life. Your confession is fixing your borders. He that hath an ear, let him hear.
Amen.
Fix borders with right confessions and not complaints. Okay. If you say you can't, you can't. If you say you won't, you won't. If you say you can, you will. You can and you will. Yeah, you will. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. That used to be our motto back when we were entrepreneurs before we started serving God. Someone would say, well, can y'all do this? And we'd go, yeah. And then we'd go figure out how, because we didn't know how. We did it all the time with people in the city we were from. Yes, we're entrepreneurs. We can do that. And then we get together and go, how are we going to do that? That's a lot of money, though. We're going to make that money. You know, we did it. In fact, we took jobs that moved us all the way to Chicago, not knowing what we were doing.
Yeah.
Got in there, and we were right-of-way agents. Y'all know what that is? Landmen. Y'all know what a right-of-way agent? We took care of right-of-ways on property, and we bought property for the telephone company. But when we went to Chicago, it was a different job. But we were going because God said to go, and that's what got us out of debt. Y'all know the story. But when we got there, we were like, I don't have a clue what we're doing. And so this sweet lady, y'all met her,
Janice.
She's been to church here. She took us over to this other central office, and we started pulling all of these reports. And we're like, okay, it has something to do with reports. And then we took them to our cubicles. And then so we're going, okay. And then they brought me this Big Mac, but said, now draw. The engineer's right over there, but draw what we're going to do. And I'm like, okay. And then one day the boss walks by and he's showing someone what we're doing. He's, you know, leading somebody through this huge place where we worked. And he said, now these are, what were we called?
Facility analysis planners.
Yes. We were called FAP. Not fat, FAP. Facility Analysis Planner. So analysis planner. So you're walking by and he says, these folks right here are doing analysis over deciding whether we're going to fix the phone plant or if we're going to just continue to do truck rolls and fix them. And at the same time, me and Deb go, oh, that's what we do. That's what we're doing back in 2000 for over $40 an hour, which was really good then. We didn't know. You just have to locate yourself, say yes, and do what you need to do. God will help you. He'll help you. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm closing. When you confess the word, you have super on natural. Quit looking at your watches. I'm closing. Measure the amount of the word of God within you. That's the measure of your faith. Okay? When the word of God gets inside you, it creates the image, an image of its own kind. It'll create the image of its own kind. Yeah. Jesus healed them all. Boom, image.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's
really okay?
Good.
Loaves and the fishes. Multiplication.
Yeah.
It'll become an image.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Tax paying money. Boom, in the fish's mouth. Those all become images and they drop into your spirit and that's hope. And hope says, oh, I can have that.
I can have that.
And then you say it and it's the faith starts working. That's how it works.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Y'all received this today?
Yes.
Confess your faith. Remember your faith never grows beyond your confession. Right confession is the door to the supernatural.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, everybody, we can look at our watches. 11:46. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. We did good today.
Glory to God.
Church, I can't be a real softy right now. Okay?
Yeah, no.
I can't be a real softy right now. We got to get this.
That's right.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
People need to get saved in the world. We need to win in some areas. And if we're going to win, it's going to take our faith, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over all of these beautiful people that I love so much. And I ask you, Lord, to bless them tomorrow on their day off or whatever they're going to be doing. And I thank you, Lord, that they'll have the most spiritual awareness of the day.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. They'll believe the truth about you, enjoy their day. They'll increase tomorrow. They'll live in health tomorrow. In Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, you got something rolling?
No, I just felt...
I saw the Spirit move on you.
I felt an angel just come stand right here.
Praise the Lord. Well, everybody else call yours in then too. Praise the Lord. All they not? All ministering spirits sent to minister to heirs of salvation. So we declare you're protected. We thank you that you're protected on the road. You're protected in your home. No fires will be started in our area.
Right.
No crazy things, no crazy wrecks.
Amen.
You'll be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. All those people out there doing their party, we call them safe and protected in the mercy of God over them. All the people on the road, we call them safe in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord, and we declare things that are going on that would be evil have been exposed and shall not gain access into this world in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. Hope you have a great day. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything that puts our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name.